Good morning. It is July 20th, 2015. The time is 0808 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning. A day off and a day to give a corn report this morning. And the corn, I can honestly say, is high and tall. Geez, it's hitting like close to 6 feet out there in the middle of the field. Geez, it's come a long way. You can see from the audio art that the stalks are growing. And I'm out here on the edge of the cornfield. And I might even have to take a venture out here to walk through the cornfield when I make a return back to Periscope, which will be tomorrow. And I'll explain that in an audio tomorrow concerning that. But this is about the corn report. I'm on a day off and out here on the edge of the back lawn at the beginning of the cornfield here on my side. And it is a sea of green. And currently got 74 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 23 degrees Celsius, on a sort of cool morning right now. I'm in some shade right now, but the last 2 days have been pretty hot and humid, especially yesterday. Yesterday was it was up there in the furnace level when you step outside. I had to work yesterday, and let's just say for what we were doing yesterday, we were swimming yesterday morning with the humidity. And but it's a little bit cooler now. I did sleep in, which surprised me. I did tweet that, as far as I was a little surprised I slept in for a couple extra hours, which is always an extra positive start to the day. And we do have some overcast with some blue skies. Not as overcast as I was listening to McCoughlin's Max audio there, and it sounds like it's a lot more overcast in here. We do have some blue sky up there, and we'll see what happens during the course of the day as it unfolds for thunderstorms, because we had some storms that come through. And just like normal, where I'm located at in my little village here with the dike that surrounds it, the storms come in from the west, and just a few miles to the west, they seem to either go north or south. So I don't know if that's based on the terrain or what, but we did have some good lightning that we observed off in the distance, but never came our way. When it does hit, and you can hear it. You know, you hear that flash, and then it goes boom, and you know there's a lightning strike right close. But I would have to say, I'm just looking at this sea of green, and it is beautiful. Yeah, there are some stalks over there that are 6 feet at this time. With just a few days, they were just hitting 3 to 4 feet. So this is probably one of the better growing seasons that I've seen, as far as, oh, and they got the golf course. I could see the golf course from where I'm at, and I don't think we're going to be going out for a walk there, because it's going to be a little too hot and humid. But out back behind the grove here, and I can see this is where my daughter's been picking up all these blackberries. We've got a lot of blackberries, to where she's gotten about like anywhere from 6 to 7 quarts in the freezer, where she's going to make a pie, homemade blackberry pie. That's pretty cool. She's been just picking away at the berries before the birds and the deer that come down off the hill nibble on and stuff like that. So, but right now it looks pretty good. Mosquitoes aren't really all that bad this morning, which they've been coming out lately here. So I don't put out any of those mosquito torches that keep them away and stuff. It just it gets too hot and humid. We just sort of hunker down inside with the air conditioning and enjoy that. But it's right now, it's a pleasant morning. And but on this day, I did tweet on this day in history, back about 36 years ago, we had a very significant space event, and we've been having some space events that I've been tweeting about. You know, the the most recent one being the New Horizons spacecraft flyby of Pluto, which I'll be sitting down today looking on the updated pictures that they have of that space mission. And I think the other day was the anniversary of the Apollo-Soyuz greeting in space there back in 1975. But back in July 20th, 1969, 36 years ago, Neil Armstrong, and it was about 10:56, 11, a little past 11, if I recall, because I was struggling as a young lad to stay awake Eastern time in the evening, that Neil Armstrong descended the ladder of the Eagle to be the very first human to step on the moon's surface, thus being the first human before Michael Jackson to do the moonwalk. Literally, the first moonwalk. And I always like benchmarking that day in history because it was a very, very, very significant day in history that I think sometimes is overlooked, just like the current space mission. Well, I don't know if it's ongoing still. Yeah, I guess it's ongoing. They say they're going to still be getting pictures or signals from the New Horizon. So as it ventures out of our solar system, out and beyond, and where it ends. And the way this cornfield is looking right now, as I look over it, you can't tell where it ends now. No, some places I can see the other side of the little dike that surrounds us and protects us from the waters that may approach and encroach on the little village that I live in. And that side of the dike area, it was utilized back in, and I've said this before, 2011, the great flood of 2011. The dike on that side actually came into play for the first time. Because the dike has been built since, 1971, I believe. And water's never been encroached upon the western side. East side, there's a stream there that holds its own, and it's come up close to going over that side. And in 2011, it came within 2 feet. And I'm about a mile away from the western side. So if there's water that came in that side, I'd definitely have more than the 3 feet of water I did have back in 2011. A lot of dates here in this audio, but I'm sort of a history date type of a guy, I guess, to remember those benchmarks in time. But the corn is growing good. Wanted to get a corn report in. I think I haven't had one, and sort of indicate that I'm going to be returning back to doing periscopes. I've been taking a week off of that. And of course, I'm thankful for the audio, being able to do the audio, because I'm putting some content up there to say, yes, I am still here. I am still here. So I got to go back in the house and get that second cup of coffee. I already had my first cup back here in the Grove now. And the missus did a good job mowing the lawn here the other day. She surprised me again mowing all the lawns. So, I'm getting my day started here. Y'all have a good one wherever you may be. Y'all live life, have fun, enjoy the day. Stay cool if it gets hot, and stay warm if it gets cool. If that applies. If it applies. Y'all have a good one. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.